Yeah, a real rock and roll record, which there really wasn't anybody in the band at that time could play rock and roll guitar. So after a phone call from them to come down and do a session, I went down and played slide guitar on that record, and seemed to have a real good time, and everybody seemed to like it. And the next day, I got a phone call from Glenn saying, "Join our band." And I went, "Okay."
Yeah. Can you remember? I'm was there like a discussion, Glenn, with you and the rest of the guys about, well, maybe we want to?
I mean, basically what the problem that we had, I mean, it wasn't a bad problem, but the thing was is that Bernie was the country guitar player, and he was always singing and involved in the country songs, and I was not a country guitar player, so every time he wanted to sing something country, the burden was on me to play country guitar, which I couldn't do to save my life. And I was a rock and roll guitar player, but I was singing rock and roll songs, and I needed, needed somebody to play lead on that, and that was not Bernie's forte. Mm-hmm. Funny thing, as I think about it, Irving was managing Joe Walsh at the time, and I mean, Don knows this. We had said, well, let's get Joe Walsh to play slide guitar on Good Day in Hell. Mm-hmm. Ah. And Irving said, Joe's not in town. He's not going to be in town. And then we said, well, listen, Don Felder, the guy that's playing with David Blue, let's get him. We heard him play slide in Boston, and he's a monster. Mm-hmm. And let's get him. So we had Felder come down and do this session at the record plant, and we cut it live. He played the solo live and stuff, and it was at that point, I think it was probably the best rock and roll track we had cut up to that time, the one that got us off the most. We were really excited about it, and just the next day, you know, Henley and I just talked on the phone and said, hey, we got to get this guy in our band. This is where it's at. Let's get, you know, let's beef it up. Let's make it a five-piece band so we can play rhythm guitar and have double leads. And
it was a big, important change for the band.
Yeah, very, very important.
It really took a lot of burden off of Glenn for me to help carry a lot of the bluegrass stuff. I played mandolin on some stuff, like Bernie's five-string banjo and another acoustic guitar, and finally started playing pedal steel and assuming a lot of the roles to help that part of the band. And at the same time, it gave Glenn somebody to lean on as far as rock and roll.
Well, did the track Already Gone, did that come about after you were already playing with him?
No, that track had already been cut.
It already been cut, because that's a good rocker.
Yeah, but my solo on Already Gone, we didn't feel was enough to carry it. So after we cut Good Day in Hell and decided to get Felder in the band about 3 or 4 days after that session, then we said, hey, why don't you come and put something against this lead part that I did on Already Gone? So then Felder added his part.
Aha. Uh-huh. And then, that was really the first Eagles rock hit, rock single hit, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Witchy Woman was a rock and roll song, but no, it's more
acoustic.
More like a straight. I know what you're talking about when you say more of a flat out kind of rock and roll song.